continue, of course, to put a spotlight on the class of 2021. Remarkable feats so many of them have had to achieve in the time of pandemic. And today I'm really, really pleased to tell you we are joined by the former head of school at St. John's College for 2021, Sazi Bongwe, who not only achieved 9 distinctions in his final matric exams with an average of 95.9%, the 18-year-old Johannesburg matriculant has now secured admission to the Ivy League University, Harvard, for the 2022 academic year, which will kick off in August. And he joins us now. Sazi, welcome to 702 Breakfast. I suppose to give context to your journey to our listeners, before we do anything else, I want to play a clip from that final address to the school, your tribute to your parents. That's where we'll start the conversation, and then you and I can start chatting. But I just want our listeners to hear what you had to say.
And now here I am, up on this podium, speaking to you for the last time. For me to be up here is not something that I take for granted. Especially for my parents to be here listening to me is not something I take for granted. Because while I started this story in 2015, the truth is it stretches back much further. My dad has often told me how his parents never actually saw where he went to school. He decided he wanted a better education, and so he left home with his marks and a dream in his hand. My mom is quick to laugh at me when I complain about struggling to work in lockdown in the darkness, because that is how she got her education, studying in the AMs of every morning in pursuit of her own dream. Being a part of that dream is my life's greatest mission. I am who I am because of the two of you. You guys are my inspiration, and I hope I can make you proud.
You certainly have, no doubt, made the country proud. Congratulations, Sazi, for all you've achieved.
Good morning, Mogani. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to speak to you. Your name is notorious at St. John's.
hopefully for good reasons. I mean, I've often said to people, when I was at the prep school at St. John's, coming from Transkei, Mtata, it almost felt, if you'd sent me to Hogwarts, it wouldn't have been different in my mind. That's how I often look at it. But I love that you outline your journey as something that began for you with your family long before you ever set foot in Houghton.
Yeah, definitely. And I think especially because although I've lived a vastly different life from my parents, it's largely as a product of them that I've been able to go to a school like St. John's and have the opportunities and privileges that I have. So, I do think that any story about me starts with them.
And how critical has it been that they were involved in your journey, that they made those decisions to know which school you went to be cheerleaders, but also advisors and guides on this journey?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one thing for them to invest in my education financially, and it's another thing for them to invest like wholeheartedly in the ways in which they support me and guide me. And I know that particularly the idea of studying in the US and hopefully at an Ivy League school like Harvard was something I very much got from them, and that was the vision that they had for me. And I think I wonder what would have been different had I not inherited that from them. So, I mean, definitely once you have your dreams shared by someone else, especially your parents, then it makes them far more easier to achieve and just to have yourself.
One of the reasons we opted to have you on the show, or we obviously invited you to come onto the show, it's incredible enough to celebrate your 9 distinctions, your 95.9% average. But I'm particularly pleased that you're also thinking about those who perhaps are less fortunate than yourself in many ways. Tell us about the platform you have launched, Ukuzibuza.
Yeah, so that we launched in April 2020, my 3 friends and I. And really it was, I mean, at once it was a way of meeting this whole isolation that came with the pandemic with a space to connect and to exchange ideas. But it was also, I think, a response to what was a very turbulent social climate at the time. And so it's evolved in that time, and we've published articles, both creative and sort of more editorial based, that we think are important, the way that they've responded to both South African and global issues. And definitely I'm glad to have had the platform because I think we've been able to shed light on issues that you wouldn't otherwise have seen being spoken about. And we also got the chance to work with the Mail and Guardian at the stage. I mean, all of this, it's been lovely to have a wide range of voices on our platform and even some that wouldn't have had that kind of platform. So definitely it's one of the things that has kept me going these past 2 years.
Ivy League is one thing. Harvard, that's your next stop. What will you be studying?
Yeah, so what I really like about Harvard is that it gives me 2 years before I declare my concentration to explore and to dive into a range of courses. So that's what I'm looking forward to. My ideas currently are looking at pulling together a more quantitative and a more humanities-based degree. So applied math and economics is a degree unique to Harvard, and that's exciting. But I'm also looking outside of that and seeing what could come of the whole experience.
So Sazi, there are many people, older folks perhaps, who are a little despondent about where we find ourselves as a country. It's the same country that has given you everything you are and indeed the opportunities that are ahead of you. Are you optimistic about the country's future, our potential? And what is it that you are thinking of as a young person with enormous talent in terms of your contribution to shape that future?
Yeah, I think I'm not unlike many other people in which I'm often finding myself on this tightrope between hope and despair. And I'm not entirely sure which is the correct response. I mean, when you feel despondent can often make you think more critically, and hope, I'm often inclined to see hope as naive. But I think in a South African context, the thing that does fill me with hope is the kinds of people who are around me and in this kind of cohort or generation who seem genuinely enthusiastic about taking on big projects in South Africa that work towards genuine development and upliftment. And then that fills me with hope. So I'm definitely looking to collaborate and work with South Africans who I think are making valuable contributions. As far as my contribution is confirmed, I think it's two things. I mean, I think growing up obviously in the shadow of how my parents grew up, but also knowing how privileged and isolated my experience is, definitely economically, I think that is South Africa's pressing issue. And so whether in economic development, that's definitely a big thing. But I also think that we have, especially in recent years, have come to have a shortage of thought leadership and reliable voices who we look to for opinions and people to shape our thoughts. I mean, if I can emerge with qualifications that allow me to have a credible voice, I definitely would look to comment in the future about where we find ourselves as a country continually.
Well, Sazi, yours is a star that is rising, and we'll continue to watch it as it shines even brighter. We wish you well for your future ahead. Sazi Bongwe there, the former head of school at St. John's College for 2021, on his way to Harvard.